ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the past, we spoke about the significance and the importance of the houses of worship, masajid, and the mosques, and that it is the center of education and learning, the center of awareness, the center of worship, supplication, and prayers. But it also, in addition to all these things, the masajid and the mosques are also centers for social interaction and social activities and social relationships. This is why the Friday prayers is important in Islam. Attending the Friday prayers, not just to pray, but also to socialize, to visit with your brothers and sisters, to speak to them, to check on them, to take care of them. And therefore, we have to take care of people who come to the mosques. How do we take care of God? Do we give him food? He's hungry. We give him a meal. Do we give him shelter? Do we give him clothing? God is a free, غني. He doesn't need any of these things. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. You need him. He doesn't need you. But by taking care of God's people, we take care of him. By taking care of someone who doesn't have a family, and you find him in the Islamic center, in the mosque, someone who is new to the community, someone who is alone, someone who has no children, no spouse, no parents, no brothers, we become his family. This is the essence of Islam, is to provide emotional shelter, not just food, not just physical shelter, emotional shelter to your brother, to your community members. This is the mu'akhat. This is the very first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did when he moved to Medina. Al-mu'akhat, establishing brotherhood and sisterhood among the people, making them brothers and sisters, making them families. Those who don't have families, they suffer. So you need to provide people with this sense of security, sense of family, sense of togetherness. The masjid provides psychological shelter too, emotional shelter. It's a place of peace. It is not a place of disturbance. It's not a place of fighting or disagreement. It is a place when people are troubled and disturbed outside, they go to the masjid. They go to the Islamic center. to find peace, to find tranquility, to find answers for those who are lonely, for those who are confused, for those who are being left out. This is the job of the masjid. Psychological, emotional, shelter for those who are lost, for those who have confusion, for those who have no family, for those who are looking for healing and care and a protection. This is the main job of the masjid, is to provide protection and care, real care, honest care, peaceful care, Islamic care to people who are troubled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take upon your adornment, your beautification at every place of worship. And the zina has two meanings. This adornment and this attraction, this beautification, has two meanings here. And both of them are needed. One of them is the physical, definitely. Take upon your beautiful dress, beautiful garment, when you go to the prayers, when you go to the house of worship. House of worship has to be respected. We should not consider it less than a restaurant or a party. So we have to dress up. We have to be presentable. The Prophet, one of the important part of his sunnah, which is missing among the Muslims. Many of the sunnah and the tradition of the Prophet is missing and forgotten among the Muslims. He used to wear fragrance, atr, when he meets with his community, with his companions, with his family, in his masjid. He prepares himself to be presentable, in a good shape, when he goes to the masjid. Do not treat the masjid as a second-class place. If you have good dress, wear it in the masjid. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Be beautified and attractive when you go to the masjid. So this is one meaning. The second meaning is الزِينَةُ الْبَاطِنِيَّةُ, the inner beauty, which is more important than the outer one. And the inner beauty means the akhlaq, good manners, humility, generosity, kindness, thoughtfulness. These have to be brought with us to the masjid. We learn them inside the masjid and we practice them first and foremost inside the place of worship. Good manners. We leave anger outside the masjid. We leave disagreement and discord outside the masjid. We don't bring it inside the masjid. Contrary to what I have seen in many masajid in North America, the fightings among the people, among the board of directors, many of these masajid and Islamic centers, they took their cases to the court and they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees. Masjid, place of worship. He goes to an American judge to provide them solution. While the solution is in Islam, you don't have to go to the court, you don't have to go to the cops and police. Solution is in this book. If you read this book provides us with solutions. So zina is when we leave the disagreement. Or if we have disagreement, we deal with it with wisdom, with farsightedness, with tolerance, with respect. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. If there is jidal, disagreement, take the best path, the best way. The companion of the Prophet, one of his great companions, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, رضوان الله تعالى عليه, one time he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, يا رسول الله, What's the meaning of this verse in the Quran? إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ What does that mean? The Prophet said to him, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, in his answer, he says the meaning of it, those who build and construct, not just physical construction. Physical construction is good. But beside physical construction, we need moral construction too. No matter how the masjid is big and beautiful and attractive, if people are not treated equal, if people are treated with disrespect, that masjid loses its significance and its beauty and its glamour. And it has no value. Building the masjid has to be through relationships, through mercy, through compassion, through understanding of others, through accommodating people, whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, whether they share the same madhab with you or they don't share the same madhab with you. You welcome them. This is Imran. This is construction. This is the maintenance. Real maintenance of the masjid is through the relationships. Relationships count. Do not break the heart of people there. Don't insult people. Don't put off people. Many people do not go to the masajid, not because they are far from them. They are in the neighborhood. But he says, I don't like the atmosphere. I don't like the mu'amala, the way they deal with you. I don't like that one. Masjid is the house of God. No one can have dominance and control over the masjid. It's the house of God. If people disagree with me or with you, they should still be welcomed inside the masjid, any masjid. So the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to him, the Prophet said, if you want to build the masjid, maintain the masjid, إِنَّمَا لَا تُرْفَعُ فِيهَا الْأَصْوَاتِ Voices are not loud inside the masjid. Voices are not, should not be loud inside the masjid. وَلَا يُخَاضُ فِيهَا بِالْبَاطِلِ And people do not get engaged in discussions about falsehood, or they speak falsehood. Keep falsehood away from the masjid. Keep it clean. Falsehood is a virus. And the masjid should be kept of these viruses. Should not be brought inside the masjid. وَلَا يُخَاضُ فِيهَا بِالْبَاطِلِ وَلَا يُشْتَرَى وَلَا يُبَعَ Don't turn the masjid into a marketplace, into Irvine Spectrum, selling and you know. There are places for people to go to do business. Places of business are for business, and places of worship and spiritual refinement are for spiritual refinement. وَلَا يُشْتَرَى وَلَا يُبَاعُ فِيهَا وَاتْرُكِ اللَّغْوَ مَا دُمْتَ فِيهَا As long as you are inside the masjid, stay away from vain talk. اللغو. اللغو has many meanings. One of them, lies. Telling lies is love. One of them is every vain talk. Everything that destroys relationships, keeps people away from each other, divides people, this is love also. Stay away from that. So these are two types of attractions that has to be observed in the masjid. The physical attraction, the adornment, your dress, the way you look, and also your behavior, your akhlaq, the inner attraction, the real attraction, which is az-zinatul batiniyah, the attraction of the human character, and that is more important than the first one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the commentaries on this verse, which is in Surah Al-Hadid, in chapter 57, verse number 16. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not time come for the believers that they humble themselves to the remembrance of God and the truth that had come down. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And they do not become like some people of the book. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. A fourth time before them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَبَدِ. أمد. The span of time was too long for them. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Such that their hearts were hardened, قسوة القلب. وكثير منهم فاسقون. Many of them are iniquitous, فاسقون, sinful. The story says, the tafsir says, many of the Muslims when they were in Mecca, because they did not have wealth and money, they were more religious. And once they moved to Medina, they became wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أصابوا الخير والنعمة. God gave them خير, goodness, and a grace, and wealth. So, usually when the faith is not deep, and someone becomes rich, usually the case is, the typical case is that person, he or she is going to lose his faith. If the faith is not genuine. But if the faith is genuine, doesn't care. He's rich, he's poor, he has, he doesn't have. His relationship with God is strong. So some of them changed. And this is how the Quran came to remind them. Do not be like the people of book. When there was a period between them and their prophets, قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts hardened. الإمام جعفر بن محمد الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام, whose birthday is tomorrow, 17th of Rabi' al-Awwal, coincides with the birthday of his grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, there are many verses in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, that apply to the reappearance and the coming of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, عجل الله تعالى فرج. This is one of them. This is one of them. Let's not interrupt with salawat. This is one of the verses. This one in Surah Al-Hadid is one of them. What does he say? He says, this ayah nazalat fi ahli zaman, the ta'wil of it, not the tafsir. My friends, we have tafsir, the surface meaning. Quran always, every chapter, every verse in the Quran has tafsir, the apparent meaning. But then it has ta'wil, the inner meaning, the deep meaning of the Quran. Quran does not address one type of people. In the Quran, the same verse carries several meanings for several levels of people. The more you have faith, the more you go into the meaning, deep into the meaning of the Quran. فالقرآن عبارات للعوام. For public who have average education, there is sentences, they understand something. وإشارات للخواص. But there are certain indications, ishara, that no, not anyone can get it, only the smart ones, the intelligent ones. Those who have higher level of faith, they get that. Higher level of faith. Isharatun lil-khawas. This is in the ta'wil. Our sixth imam says, this is one of the verses that applies to the people during the time of occultation, ghaiba, when the imam is hidden from our views, but not hidden from the earth or from his responsibility. He's there. We do not see him with our own eyes. فَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى نَهَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَنِ الشَّكِّ أَوْ أَنْ يَظُنُّ. Allah forbids the community of the believers to have skepticism or doubt or suspicion or mistrust. أَنْ يَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ خَالِيَةٌ مِنَ الْحُجَّةِ. Because of the long time they did not see the imam, they say, well, it has been several hundred years, there is no imam, therefore there would be some skepticism in their hearts, in their minds about the imam, the 12 imam. That there is no imam. Where is he? If he is there, he should come. Allah forbids us from that type of suspicion. وَحَذَّرَهُمْ مِنْ أَنْ يَشُكُّوا وَيَرْتَابُوا فَيَطُولُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَتَقْسُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ. By the period of time, the long period of time, their hearts, if they start doubting, if they are not certain, if they have don't, if they do not have deep faith, then the hearts are going to harden. فَتَقْسُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ. أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام says, اللهم لا تقل الأرض من حجة لله. Never God is going to leave the earth without Imam. Never ever. Never since he created this universe and he created earth, he appointed leaders by him. By him. Either prophets or after the prophets are successors to the prophets. Successors who are not appointed by people. People who pay allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi because we like him. And then he becomes caliph. And millions of people follow him. Worldwide. Allah would not have such a drama. Such a misery for people. Allah appoints. Allah says, this is my job. I create and I appoint leaders. And when I appoint leaders, I appoint safe ones. Good ones. Not corrupt. Not corrupt leaders. اللهم لا تخلو الأرض من حجة لله. إما ظاهر معلوم. Either this imam, people know him, apparent, ظاهر, they know him, explicit. Or أو خائف مغمور. He's fearful and therefore he's hidden. Because if he comes out now, he will be murdered. Allah keeps him to the right time. Right time where he gives permission for him to reappear. لِأَلَّا تُبْطَلَ حُجَجُ اللَّهُ وَبَيِّنَاتُهُ. Allah would not invalidate his signs by not appointing an imam. If God does not appoint an imam, there will be a defect in the system. It's like going to any city in America and there is no mayor. They tell you there is no mayor in this city. That's a defect. Can a city run itself without a mayor? Can a A state runs itself with no governor? Can a country run itself without a president? It can't. The same thing in the system of God. He would not leave the community of earth without an imam appointed by him. So this is one verse. The second verse that applies to the reappearance of al-imam al-hujjah, the 12th imam, the following ayah in Surah Al-Hadid. That was the previous one was 16, ayah 16. This is ayah 17 in Surah Al-Hadid. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. Know that God revives the earth after its death. يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. عن أبي جعفر الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام. The fifth imam. يُحْيِيهَا God revives the earth, restore it, and reforms it. يُحْيِيهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِالْقَائِمْ بِالْإِمَامِ الْقَائِمِ Through the Imam, Al-Hujjah. بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا After it is dead. And مَوْتُهَا How does the earth dies? بَعْدَ جَوْرِ أَحْلِ مَمْلَكَتِهَا When people are engaged in injustice. When people are engaged in injustice, killing each other, hating each other, despising each other, fighting with each other, this is jawr. This is injustice. The earth dies. The earth loses its beauty. When there is no security, when there is no justice, the earth is beautiful with justice. بِالْ عَدْلْ قَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ When there is no justice anywhere, if there is a piece of land, a community, a country, a neighborhood, that justice is absent, that place is not beautiful. That place is not beautiful. And this is why we have millions of Muslims are migrating, leaving their homelands, their birthplaces, going elsewhere. Why? Not because they don't have enough food or enough drink or enough space. Because there is no justice. And when there is no justice in any community, in any house, in any place, then that place is not beautiful anymore. This is why Allah says, we resurrect the earth. We revive it after it's being dead. Being dead by what? By injustice. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this hadith is mentioned in all Muslim books, all parties, all schools of thought, they agree upon this hadith. لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٌ وَاحِدٌ If nothing remains of this life, but only one day. Only one day. لَطَوَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ God will prolong and prolong that day. حَتَّى يَلِي رَجُلٌ مِنْ عِتْرَتِي Until a person of my offspring, the offspring of the Prophet, appears, يَلِي إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي He carries the same name. The first name of the Prophet is Muhammad, and the first name of Imam al-Mahdi is Muhammadul Mahdi. Same name. يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ عَدْلًا وَقِسْطًا He would fill the earth with justice and equity. عَدْلًا وَقِسْطًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا After it is filled with corruption, with injustice. And look at now what is happening. Around you. And let me mention something about Halab, Aleppo. We, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we stand with the people of Halab, we stand with the people of Syria, and also we stand with the forgotten people of Yemen and Bahrain. Wherever there is injustice, Islam teaches us not to discriminate, not to defend one place and forget the other. All places, all cities, wherever there is a conflict, there is an abuse, there is war, there is a catastrophe, we stand with them. We stand with the oppressed. We stand with the people. Islam teaches us everywhere, go and stand with the people of that country. So we stand with them. We should not discriminate. We should not say, that Hafiz al-Assad is illegitimate, though he is elected by his people, by the way. But Abd Rabba Mansur in Yemen is legitimate. Hukuma Shar'iyya. That one is legitimate. We should not say that. We should not say the people of this city, they deserve our defense and we stand with them. But the other ones, Yemens, who are being under bombardment day and night, 24 hours by F-16, we don't mention them. We cannot say the people who are fighting in Yemen are terrorists, the Houthis, while the Jabhatun Nusra and ISIS in Syria, they are freedom fighters. This is discrimination, and this is not good. This is falsehood. When you speak the truth, speak the whole truth. Do not discriminate. Human beings are the same everywhere. Even if they don't share the madhab with you, they are humans. النَّاسُ صَنْفَانِ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We should defend all. Wherever there is injustice, we speak out. And we defend. We have to defend. Halab has been liberated. But today, some people do not like that. Some people want Halab to stay under Jabhatun Nusra. People who, foreigners who came from many countries, Chechnya, North Africa, Tunisia, Algeria, Africa, they gathered there more than 30,000 fighters to establish Islamic Caliphate, which is based on tyranny and corruption and murder and abuse of children and women and destroying churches and temples and masajid. And then some people become sad. We lost Halab. You should not. You should feel sad for the people. You should feel sad for Islam. Islam is lost. Your religion is lost. Your Quran is lost nowadays. They trample upon the Quran. We don't respect the Quran. We should not follow our own desires. We should follow truth and justice. Always. Even if the truth is against you, then you have to speak out. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Islam teaches us that humans anywhere, we don't look at their madhab, their religion, their color. They are human. They deserve that we defend them. We protect them. So again and again and again, we stand with the people of Syria, the entire Syria, and we stand with the people of Halab. But at the same time, we also should remember those who have been abused. Those who have been abused in Bahrain, an army invaded Bahrain, an army. With their weapons, nobody said anything. That army is legitimate. Saudi army is legitimate when they invade Bahrain. This is a legitimate army. The same army is continuing his bombardment of Yemen every single day. Hundreds of innocent people who have no say, they are being killed. Did you hear any Muslim country say, let's stand with Yemenis one day, those oppressed people? This is not good. And this is why Allah does not answer our prayers. Allah answers the prayers that comes from a clean heart. Heart that are not based on bias and discrimination. Once we clean our hearts of discrimination, once love fills our heart, the dua is going to be answered. But the dua that comes from the heart tainted with a grudge, and with hate, that dua is not going to be answered. Tomorrow we celebrate Mawlidun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are having an honorable guest who is attending the celebration. The celebration is going to be at 7 p.m. There is no salah, no jama'ah prayers. Please do the jama'ah prayers at home. We're going to begin. Do your prayers at home. Yeah, jama'ah at home with your wife and your children. Yeah. And we're going to begin at 7, inshallah. And Bishop Van of Orange County is going to attend with some Catholic fathers from the Diocese of Orange are going to come. And also, we have an imam from Los Angeles Masjid, Jihad Safir, because this is an interfaith and intrafaith activity that brings Muslims and non-Muslims together, Muslims and Christians, and also the Shias and the Sunnis together. So we want you to come. And please help us out with your masjid, with your donation tomorrow. And inshallah, we're going to have a good celebration. And thank you for those who came last Friday to the University Synagogue. We had a phenomenal, wonderful event with the Jewish community, alhamdulillah. And the rabbi was very excited. He emailed me. He said, you know, I love your community. They stayed here until 11:30 p.m. We had good discussion. And this is how things should be, reaching out to others. Don't cut off the ties. Reach out. Those are khalqullah. Those are people who are created by God. So if they don't share deen with us, they share humanity. إِمَّا أَخُلْ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد